USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The chief of police in Atlanta has now resigned after another case in which an African-American man was killed by officers during a scuffle. They said Rashad Brooks was shot while police were performing a field sobriety test. According to officials, he grabbed an officer's taser and pointed it at them as he ran away. Mick Reynolds is director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigations.
We intend on making that video available to you and to the public today, so you all will have it and we'll see it.
Atlanta police were called to a Wendy's restaurant on a complaint that a man was sleeping in a car and blocking the drive-thru lane. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lansbottom.
I do not believe that this was a justified use of deadly force and have called for the immediate termination of the officer.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hundreds of residents were forced to flee northern parts of Tucson, Arizona, with very little notice as the Bighorn Fire raged near the Catalina foothills. Forecasters said a dangerous combination of weather conditions will keep the threat high for fires like Bighorn to spread further and for new fires to ignite. Arizona has the largest concentration of ongoing wildfires across the southwestern U.S., according to the National Wildfire Coordination Group. Other notable fires across the southwest include the Elizabeth Fire and the Lime Fire, both burning in Ventura County. The Lime Fire is the bigger of the two, with the mandatory evacuations in place, according to CAL FIRE. Meteorologists say additional fire threats should happen through next week. President Trump has chosen to delay his rally in Oklahoma by 1 day. He says he wants to respect a holiday called Juneteenth, which is important to Black Americans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052. Or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A Grammy-winning country band is changing its name in the wake of George Floyd's death. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Lady Antebellum announcing yesterday it's dropping the last part of its title. It'll simply be known as Lady A. In a statement on Twitter, the group said Antebellum is a word associated with a period of history before the Civil War, which includes slavery. This comes, of course, as cities nationwide have been pushing to remove Confederate monuments, especially after George Floyd's death. Members Hillary Scott, Charles Kelly, and Dave Haywood adding that they are regretful and embarrassed that they did not account for the word's ties sooner. The band also intends to donate to the Equal Justice Initiative. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Starbucks has new gear for their employees. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Starbucks is creating its own Black Lives Matter shirt for employees to wear if they choose. The move comes after the coffee chain reportedly banned employees from wearing Black Lives Matter gear. The T-shirt depicts protest signs with phrases including "Speak Up" and "Time for Change." Social media blew up over news reports that Starbucks had told employees in a memo that they could not wear Black Lives Matter shirts or other paraphernalia. Starbucks Foundation last week pledged to donate $1 million to organizations that promote racial equity and social justice.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.